Subdivision 2022-03, Paradise Meadows Final Subdivision Plan and Landscape Plan.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for the establishment of a cluster subdivision to consist of 191 single-family lots, private roads, open space, and proposed amenities to include pergolas, a clubhouse, in-ground pool, and tot lot. The preliminary subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, November 17th, 2022, subject to 19 conditions of approval. The subject property is located on the south side of Cave Neck Road, Sussex County Road 88, approximately 1.3 miles east of the intersection of Cave Neck Road, Sussex County Road 88, and Diamond Farm Road, Sussex County Road 257, in Milton, Delaware. The final subdivision and landscape plan comply with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes, as well as all conditions of approval. Tax parcels, District 235, Map 21, Parcel 182, the zoning's AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
All right, thank you. Any questions from anyone? All right, then I move that we approve the final subdivision plan and landscaping plan for 2022-03 Paradise Meadows.
I second.
The move and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan and landscape plan for subdivision 2022-03 Paradise Meadows. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2020-15, the estuary at Oyster Rock, also known as Oyster Rock Phase 5, final subdivision plan and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for the subdivision of a 28.80-acre more or less parcel of land and 21 single-family lots as part of a proposed standard subdivision with private roads, open space, stormwater management, existing and planted buffers, and other site improvements. The preliminary subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 13th, 2021, subject to 12 conditions of approval. Staff further note that the application was approved by the Sussex County Council for a time extension request of six months, according to Chapter 99-40 of the Sussex County Code on Tuesday, May 21st, 2024, of which the applicant's expiration date was extended from 5/13/2024 to 11/13/2024. Staff are in receipt of a wetlands delineation report from the applicant, which details the jurisdictional status of wetlands within the subject property, which have interpreted in light of the recent federal approvals and also describes compliance with county resource buffer requirements. It should be noted that this plan predates the current and more recent drainage and resource buffers ordinance number 2852, and therefore subject to the provisions of the previous ordinance as it existed when the plans were originally received. The property is located on the north side of the existing Oyster Rock subdivision with access off Sandbar Court, approximately 0.61 miles northeast of Coastal Highway Route 1. The final subdivision and landscape plan comply with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code, as well as all conditions of approval. Tax parcels, District 235, Map 15, Map 16, Parcel 4501. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for 2020-15, the estuary at Oyster Rock, aka Oyster Rock Phase 3.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan and landscape plan for subdivision 2020-15, the estuary at Oyster Rock, also known as Oyster Rock Phase 3. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is site plan 22-16, Village Center Cottages, preliminary and final site plan.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the construction of 102 multifamily cottages and other site improvements. Conditional use number 2359 to allow for multifamily was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, December 5th, 2023, through ordinance number 2964. The property is located on the south side of Gills Neck Road, Sussex County Road 267. The preliminary and final site plan comply with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is MR Medium Density Residential District, tax parcels District 335, Map 12, Parcel 3, a portion of, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. And the plan is therefore eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Thank you. Before we do that, one thing I'd point out to the commission. It's appropriate for this to be on for preliminary and final site plan approval based on the current approvals that are in place. But as I think everybody here and in the room knows, this is also the subject of a public hearing this afternoon with regard to the design of Stokely Boulevard. So if you're going to make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan, I would just add on there that it's subject to possible future revision regarding the design of Stokely Boulevard. There's no reason to hold it up today. If something changes as a result of the public hearings and the recommendation of planning and zoning and the action of county council later on, then they would just come in with a revised final site plan.
So whatever decision we make now, what happens at the hearing will overrule that.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary and final site plan for S22-16 Village Center Cottages with the stipulation that the plans may be resubmitted, amended later based on the public hearing outcome and county council actions later.
Yes. I second the motion.
Good motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary and final site plan for site plan 22-16 Village Center Cottages with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-10 Graywood Springs, request to amend conditions of approval. This would be condition K.
On July 12, 2024, the Planning and Zoning Department received a written request to amend conditions of approval for the Graywood Springs 2021-10 subdivision. Graywood Springs is a cluster subdivision consisting of 38 single-family lots to be located on the east side of Oyster Rocks Road, Sussex County Road 264. The plan received final subdivision approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, April 20, 2023. Specifically, the request is to amend Condition K of the conditions of approval as follows. Condition K, there shall be sidewalks on at least one side of the street, and a sidewalk system shall connect with DelDOT's multimodal path. The applicant requests that this Condition K be revised to remove the requirement for connection to the multi-use path and terminate the sidewalk at the DelDOT improvements permanent easement. The applicant contacted Planning and Zoning Office submitting the request asserting that DelDOT currently has no plans to install a multi-use path on Oyster Rocks Road. The property is located on the east side of Oyster Rocks Road, Sussex County Road 264, approximately 0.45 mile northeast of Coastal Highway Route 1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 16, Parcel 40. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff have requested confirmation from DelDOT regarding any pending or proposed projects along this portion of Oyster Rocks Road, and we have received confirmation that there will not be a multi-use path by DelDOT.
So they don't want to connect to the imaginary multimodal path?
Okay.
I'm surprised DelDOT's not making them put one in.
Yeah, and I'll just add, too, I went back and looked at the history of this, and that condition actually was one that was proffered by the applicant as part of their standard condition, so it wasn't something that was...
Not something we asked for.
That we asked for specifically. Okay. That's right. Correct.
Wasn't something the public was insistent on. Okay. So regarding 2021-10 Graywood Springs, I move that we approve the request to amend conditions of approval, condition K, as requested by the applicant.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the request to amend conditions of approval, condition K, for subdivision 2021-10 Graywood Springs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Todesco Associates LLC, minor subdivision plan off of an existing 22.62-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 22.62-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed parcel A would consist of 1 acre more or less, and the residual lands parcel B will contain 2.03 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the northeast side of Coastal Highway Route 1, opposite the intersection with Coastal Highway Route 1 and Postal Lane, Sussex County Route 283. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcels, District 334, Map 6, Parcel 84. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Staff would further note that a revised plan has been received showing a minimum 30-foot easement, and that copies of the revised plans have been circulated to the Commission and Council this evening.
Great. Any questions from anyone? All right, so regarding the lands of Tedesco Associates LLC, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of an existing 22.62 easement.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of an existing 22.62-foot easement for lands of Tedesco Associates LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Just real quick for the record, just because we did get the revised plan, so it's, if we could just have that motion reflect that it was for an existing 30-foot easement, because that's what the revised plan is.
Apologize, that is my motion.
Okay. That's all right.
Our next item is lands of B&B Shore Properties, minor subdivision plan off of an existing 60-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off an existing 60-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 9.3977 acres more or less, and the residual land will contain 60.3323 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of North Oak Grove Road, Sussex County Road 549, approximately 0.34 mile northwest of West Stein Highway Route 20. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes, the tax parcels District 531, Map 11, Parcel 3. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I'd like to move to approve the lands of B&B Shore Properties, minor subdivision plan off a 60-foot easement, subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 60-foot easement for lands of B&B Shore Properties with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Benner Family Farm, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan and a lot line adjustment plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.805 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 2.494 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 3.453 acres more or less, and proposed lot four will consist of 1.879 acres more or less, and the residual land will contain 31.921 acres more or less. Lots 1, 2, 3, and the residual lands will have access through the proposed 30-foot wide ingress-egress easement. Lot 4 shall have signal access from Greenhurst Farm Road, Sussex County Road 312A. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Shawnee Road, Sussex County Road 36, and the north side of Greenhurst Farm Road, Sussex County Road 612A. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcels are District 430, Map 5, Parcels 1, and District 430, Map 2, Parcel 13. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I'd like to move to approve lands of Benner Farm Family, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a 30-foot easement, subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Benner Family Farm, LLC, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all their agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Jessnell LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.2175 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.1002 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.1924 acres more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 1.705 acres more or less. The residual lands shall contain 4.380 acres more or less. Shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located off an existing 50-foot easement from the north side of German Road, Sussex County Road 524. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 231, Map 13, Parcel 68.01. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to approve the lands of Gisnell LLC minor subdivision plan off a 50-foot easement, subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Gisnell LLC with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of King Development LLC minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.10 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.76 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.80 acres more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 1.70 acres more or less. And the residual lands shall contain 2.26 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Brick Granary Road, Sussex County Road 217. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 230, Map 7, Parcels 48.00 and 138.01. Zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve the lands of King Development LLC minor subdivision plan off a 30-foot easement, subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement for lands of King Development LLC with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Ronnie Lopez Mazaregos, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1 acre more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1 acre more or less. Residual lands will contain 5.62 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Shawnee Road, Sussex County Road 36. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 130, Map 8, Parcel 8.03. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve the lands of Ronnie Lopez. I'm going to try this one. Mazariegos. I'll go with that. Minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement, subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Ronnie Lopez Mazariegos. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Lee A. and Mary L. Robinson, minor subdivision plan and lot line adjustment off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 13.27 acres more or less, and the residual lands will consist of 16.99 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Conley's Chapel Road, Sussex County Route 280B. The purpose of this minor subdivision and lot line adjustment is to subdivide parcel 40 and to allow for the conveyance of land into the Anchors Run subdivision through the Anchors Run expansion 2023-01 proposal. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 40. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. Additionally, staff requests that the minor typographical error in the area prior to subdivision calculation total be corrected from 30.16 acres to 30.26 acres for accuracy and clarity.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan and lot line adjustment off of a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Lee A. and Mary L. Robinson, with final by staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan and lot line adjustment off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Lee A. and Mary L. Robinson, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Newland N. Street, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot A will consist of 8.402 acres more or less. Proposed lot B will consist of 8.411 acres more or less. The residual land shall contain 10.822 acres more or less. Shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Properties located at the east side of Beaver Dam Road, Sussex County Road 595, and the south side of Spruce Road, Sussex County Road 595A. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 230, Map 31, Parcel 4.01. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably to this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to approve the lands of Newland N. Street, minor subdivision plan of a 30-foot easement, subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Newland N. Street, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Sycamore Chase Expansion, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot A, tax parcel District 134, Map 18, Parcel 53, will consist of 4.268 acres more or less. The residual lands will contain 2.551 acres more or less. Proposed lot B on tax parcel District 134, Map 18, Parcel 54, will consist of 5.238 acres more or less, and the residual land will contain 1.597 acres more or less. Proposed lot C on tax map number District 134, Map 18, Parcel 54.01 will consist of 14.787 acres more or less, and the residual lands will contain 3.034 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road and will be accessed through Sunrise Court within the Goodwill Farm subdivision. The properties are located on the north side of Daisy Road, Sussex County Road 370. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels District 134, Map 18, Parcels 53, 54, and 54.01. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and therefore the plan is eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve a minor subdivision off a proposed 30-foot easement for preliminary and final approval for lands of Sycamore Chase Expansion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Sycamore Chase Expansion, both as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Yoder Properties LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.75 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.758 acre more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 0.758 acre more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 2.056 acres more or less, and the residual lands shall contain 0.937 acre more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Properties located on the east side of Appels Road, Sussex County Road 626, approximately 2,100 feet south of Shawnee Road, Sussex County Road 36. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes, Tax Parcels District 130, Map 5, Parcels 55. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve the lands of Yoder Properties, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Yoder Properties, LLC, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right.